All right, it is February 6, 2021, Saturday, a little after 10 a.m. And made it up this hill, went 75 minutes to a structure I was shooting for, which is a good pace for me. I'd imagine if you were a fit high schooler, running this hill, you could probably do it 55 minutes or something. I don't know, maybe less, I'm not sure. But I'm walking because of a partially torn ligament in my left knee. And I've been doing that since 1994. I haven't been running, I got a partially torn ligament in 94, but since 1985, 85, when Kundalini awakened in me, my nervous system has not tolerated, upside down stuff, spinning stuff, and also jarring stuff. Jarring in particular meaning, trampoline, but running. So it's a good pace, and I'm happy for it. Not too much interference from my etheric fellow traveler here abiding in me, but with tremendous hostile intent. And so what am I going to do today? I'm going to try to point to, most of my website, at least the three or four pages I have up about this interaction have been largely pointing out the negatives, and I do want to remain I do want to be optimistic, or at least remain very open to God creating this pathway, this conduit, this connection, this capacity between two remarkable people of the opposite sex. It is not intended to be a negative thing at all. And the negativity comes with, it's a karma, and it comes when someone fails their end of the bargain. And in that case, it was me. I've got my long, sad story about why I never flipped the switch on, made the jump, despite perhaps hundreds of opportunities awaiting some Kafka novel, awaiting this time when I will no longer be assaulted by EMF and I'll be safe and be able to conduct a much greater life force without having my consciousness boil and tear me apart. 30 years in waiting on that one, but got close, but then this all happened. Almost had had painted my bedroom just after this happened. I finally completed a project of in the couple of months following of finishing the bedroom with these special graphite paints and special kind of polymer encased silver and I guess copper threads that formed the curtain, and some mesh material for some of the vents, and I got a 95% reduction in measurable EMF in that room, given these expensive instruments I had purchased, so it worked. At least it worked well enough for me to give it a try, meaning open up the floodgates and let it roll, let it rock. But that didn't happen. Did not happen because this girl couldn't keep her pants on for reasons. Either she just gave up on me, or a girl of this type has a certain biological clock inside of her you know, that means that, you know, she's got to release the wings of her etheric being to enter a man, and she just couldn't wait. But that statement I just made there brings up a positive thing I want to say. I've referred to it, but so this is, oh, I don't know, what was it, 4 years ago, 3 years, I don't know. Two or three years ago, she was in the day before her freshman year started. Okay, so if you know that transition between eighth grade and high school, it's enormous, and even more so for a girl. You know, just the complex social hierarchy, the complex and very, very competitive mating game going on there. You know, it's the clothes, the shoes, the smile, the intelligence, the money, the bling, all in all. It's just a real shit storm, and it causes everyone anxiety, and maybe this kind of a girl even more so. And part of that, and so what happened, there have been a number of instances where this has come up, but the main one is this, and it was, let's just say, five times more intense and durable than anything else along those lines I'd experienced. So she had embedded herself in me. She had wed herself to me by tying an etheric cord between us. It was, you know, a web. It's I don't know what it is, except if you think of a caterpillar creating a cocoon. I mean, that seems kind of encapsulating, but it is encapsulating. I became sort of wrapped up and tied to her. I didn't know it. I didn't see it. But there was a connection between us that she had established, a pathway that she built. But it wasn't strong enough to keep the anxiety at bay. And so I'll just say all, you know, 8 hours that night. I have to go back and look at my notes, but which I'll never do probably. But all night long, I just felt her trying to embed herself in my solar plexus. And there, either two things. A, what she really needed to do is to be sexually released so she could have implanted herself in me and therefore relieve herself of this unbearable existential anxiety, the likes of which I had never felt before. It was just off the charts. There's a number of feelings she has transmitted to me, and it's just like, girl, I that's way beyond me. Can't handle that. You know, I've muted all this shit in me because I'm just trying to survive here. But it was just off the charts anxiety. And again, an existential, formative, foundational anxiety that only the deepest bond with me could relieve for her. Hang on, I'm going to pause this while I change out of this wet shirt. One sec. So, you know, God has placed women in this unbearable condition. And that might have been partly a function of her having tied herself to me for over, oh, let's say a year and a half. And that time is probably not supposed to happen without sexual contact. I mean, maybe, I'm just saying, it could have been. It might have been the case that, you know what, honey, you chose your mate. You can't choose your mate without having sex with him. And therefore, you know, you're going to go into your first year of high school absolutely freaked out because you have not been grounded in him as you're supposed to be. Um, And there's more to say on this as I, as I contemplate this. Yeah, I've broached this before too. I believe, it was her intention all the time. I mean, it was exhausting to connect with me subtly. And so there would be frequent contacts of emotional, sexual, loving nature. One sec here. Good morning. And all of it exhausted me because a couple of reasons. One is, and I found it like her OCD about this, this need for frequent contact of this, of a deep, subtle nature with me. I found it bothersome and it hurt because my connecting on the subtle level with her was something that I was only at the very most basic stages of being capable of. And that was because I was not a God. I'm not a God man. A God man meaning my self-identity has been, destroyed, obliterated, subsumed, completely dissolved into the whole, with the location of my identity, most likely being my chest and heart, and with my conducting a far greater life force. Back in 94, I felt it to be a capacity of a good hundred times more the energetic capacity of a normal human being. So, or more, I don't know, it was just massive. And then more recently, 10 or 15 times. That was the night that the Holy Spirit tried to save my ass, and I said no, because I just didn't trust the sensitivity to EMF. It would awaken in me without protection, but that's another story. But the subtle connection with this girl was impossible for me to maintain. And I could send out short bursts, but at the overall irritation and weakening of my nervous system, it hurt. And it caused me to be more sensitive to EMF, and just, I felt miserable. I was trying to maintain this or entertain this connection, and it was harmful to me. And so I will posit this possibility. Had I lived in a benign world, had I been blessed with God consciousness, and had I been the God man that her instincts told her to pledge her life to and to embed her soul with, I think that I would have been able to satisfy her existential crisis. If there's a chance I could have been able to satisfy it even as she was a virgin. Because there has to be circumstances where the girl's, she's got this astral potential and she needs to have it needs to be grounded and harnessed, perhaps even without sex. And that capacity, she wouldn't have been struggling to bond with my solar plexus like she was, I think, if it weren't possible at a distance. But it might have just been an arising within her that she actually needed to fit to spiritually, you know, embed herself in me, which means have sex and liberate that capacity in her. And that was just like her just struggling to find peace and calm and confidence the night before the first day of high school. So I don't know. But in any event, I think it was just a positive, positive intention on her part and an existential need on her part to bond and join. And another thing, you know, there's other things I can say, but I did not notice any sort of hostile intent on her part. And under auspicious circumstances, in a world that's not fucked, it probably would have all ended quite well for her and me. But this world is not awesome. And there are many things that man has introduced into this world that are fucked. And it's been a real problem for my spiritual path. And I'm truly sorry that she's a casualty in this. As I've said in recent posts or voice memos, I do hold her accountable. You know, I did not know that she was going to plunge her being into me. And I know that she had intuitions that something was amiss in me, but yet she made the foolhardy decision. You know, I guess it's too much work to separate out your etheric cord, your etheric connection, and move on to someone else. I guess that was just too much for her. I do know that the guy that she slept with in February of 2019, she had no idea what he was about. You know, I felt a couple of blasts that were towards him, and there was no response, and then she stopped, which meant that she hadn't been around him much. You know, given the timing, because I felt everything. You know, of her having sex after school and stuff, I figured he was probably a neighbor, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood, you know, a nice guy, easy mark for her to practice her skill set. But, you know, I mean, what would a girl of this sort be amazing at? Well, it's like, you know, the forever sex machine, you know, in some sense, among, you know, other things that they're capable of, but giving sexual pleasure to a man is very high on that list. And and it saddens me. I'll tell you, that little subtle body of hers I kicked out, it was growing. And all I want you to do is consider what it would be like. Oh, prior to saying this, I was thinking once about the Holy Trinity. I know there's a Christian understanding of this, and I'm not that up on it. But in my case, in the case of Kundalini awakening, what that awakening is having the body become, the human body become a vessel, a conduit, a home for an active spiritual presence that is palpable to others, even visible to others, depending on the level of your blessing, you know, and what degree of preparedness you have achieved for this work. Well, I had yogurt this morning, sorry about that. Unpasteurized, you know, made locally, but still mucus forming. And so what I believe is in the intention is, as after the man's consciousness is like dissolved in and merges with the Holy Spirit in the body, in the chest, but ultimately in every cell in the body, there's still a dynamic tension. There's, you know, there's you and there's the Holy Spirit. I don't think there's a 100% perfect merging until, you know, the body auto-combusts, which is one of my theories, is that you can become so conductive of Holy Spirit, of Kundalini, of life force, that you go up in visible, living light, radiant light, love. Okay, so, but what happens is the body is capable of awakening an architecture within you, a subtle living architecture, a living eternal, whatever living might mean in a on a subtle level, but an architecture within you where heightened energy is conducted and magnified and transmitted and all of that good stuff. And and so you're there grooving with the Holy Spirit, and that's the guide man. Well, that architecture, that physiologic and subtle system within the body that makes this possible with, via God's blessing of triggering this capacity, is capable of being shared by a woman. And isn't that the damnedest? Isn't that the fucking shit? Isn't that just amazing? You know, I went decades of like, ah, Derek, you know, ah, dude. You know, why? Why won't you Why don't these girls turn you on enough? You know, yeah, they're cute. You might fantasize about them a little bit, but honestly, no one's getting you off here. You know, this mere physical attraction, this mere, you know, animal contest, animal spirits, whatever it is, it was boring to me. Yeah, there was a little urge here and there, but basically, it always fell short of what it was I was looking for. And so some people interpreted that as, they interpreted that as either I'm homosexual or I'm not interested or something. And, you know, something was off, you know. These women throwing themselves out there at my feet and me just kind of, you know, being pleasant but not really giving them the time of day. And, but now I know why. My intuition was right. It was right. Who does the God man want? The God man wants the God woman who shares his body in the Trinity, blessed by the Holy Spirit. It is a union between man and woman blessed by the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's what it is. That's what it fucking is. It's insane, but it is what it is. It is what it is. And how miraculous is that? It's mind-blowing. It's stunning. It's insane. It's altogether above, you know, anything this world is providing or pointing to right now. You know, we're caught in so many lower vibrational, you know, states and issues. It's just, the blockage is vast, it's monolithic almost. But what I wanted to say is that little being, that little subtle being, that living presence tied to her, but embedded in me, that was growing. If I were the God, if I had been the God man, what might that be with me, with a life force of 10 or 20 times that of a normal human being, in me with a girl of this nature, a subtle replica of her embedded in me, where I feel everything she's feeling and she feels everything I'm feeling. And what if we're making love and we're merged in the Holy Spirit and we feel everything that each other is feeling, and we're actually material beings and spiritual beings? Are you getting a sense of the power of the absolute transcendental life embracing ecstasy that would be as two people merge and of this sort and mate and create offspring? Because this whole thing of the God man, you know, in the, you know, sitting in a cave in India, you know, barely able to get up, you know, no sexual contact, you know, major withdrawal from the world of women or whatever, missing the higher targets of this process, the higher potential of this process. And because I always thought, you know what, man, the God man, you know, I majored in mysticism at college, had a lot of fun with it, took several courses on you know, the Christian mystics and the Sufi mystics and different religions where there's a notion of the merging of man and God. And then this, you know, the transpersonal psychology stuff. And but I never thought that this might be possible. This was it. So, it kind of wears me out to even, because actually I'm on a week, I'm making a point of saying this even though I'm exhausted. I'm not doing that well. I'm losing the battle to the negative side of this, and my circulatory system is quickly eroding. Just large purple splotches on my legs, you know, inch or two in diameter. I'm bleeding out. You know, 55, and I'm bleeding out. And this constant negative resonance I have with the oppositional force of everything I've described, the inverse of all of that. That's what I get. That's what I've gotten. I just want you to really contemplate, though, what it would be like to have if you're in contact, your whole body, head to toe, is in contact with the Holy Spirit, you're radiating light, and a woman has merged with you in that presence within you, and that you both have just an exceptional relational perceptual connection on the subtle sexual, physical levels, emotional. I don't know, just saying, you know, that's part of my swan song, is just trying to throw a flare up that this is what God had intended. Oh, and this is what I was going to say, is what was missing with all these mystics was, hey, you know, brah, you know, we're not going to be incapacitated here, okay? That's not, you know, we need a job. We need to take care of our children. We don't have time to be, you know, in a swoon state of samadhi where we've lost contact with the world for hours on end. I mean, I'm good for them. I mean, you know, that's better than, you know, it's an achievement of itself, but in my view, this whole time, that's been guiding me, it's it's not the ultimate. The ultimate is living, breathing, fucking, raising children, making bread, selling the bread, turning a profit, and making this world a place that is a blessing, that is blessed by the Holy Spirit. And so that people, more people, would be able to live as God men and God women, because it is rare. I mean, I get around. I go to health food stores. I go to farmers markets. I don't know. I go places where you might find, you know, enlightened or enlightening people. And no. Most everyone's just full of themselves. They might have some charisma, but it's being used in a lower. It's not being used to lift up, really. Look, we're not where we need to be, and we don't have as many people capable of this exceptional, transcendental life that I've seen possible. And it's been really hard, this whole thing for me. Anything else I can point to that's positive, rather than, you know, all this me losing the battle to a succubus, you know? And I'll just leave it for a while. But let me just think. Anything else I wanted to say? No. There's so much potential here, and I only lived with this potential for about a week, and I was not ready for it, and I was gonna become a slave of another human being, and the only way for it to work, for a girl to embed herself in you like that, without you becoming compromised, is for you to be a God man. And so actually, girls of this sort wield tremendous power. Also the power to kill, most definitely. They can. And I'm being, my heart is hurting right now. Yeah, it is. Yeah, they are, as I described it, mini kundalinis, mini shaktis. And as I've said maybe three times, they carry about three times the life force of a typical human being. And they know their place. They know their place when they're with a God man. But there aren't any. There are very few. There are glimmers of it in me, but, and she definitely sensed that. But it was a false positive in many ways for her, for me. I'm sorry. Lastly, she told some friends back when she was 12 that she had pledged herself to me. And all I will tell you is, they couldn't even say that to me. They were just aghast, you know, given our age difference. And given the seriousness of such a young person making that statement, and all I will tell you is, does someone evil, inherently evil, say something like that to someone? Do they make a pledge like that? Do they do that? And I would say no, definitely not. At least my first pass on looking at the situation is no way, no way. The intentions were definitely good, and yeah. But then the resulting disaster is, you know, here it is. But so I'm gonna leave it there. But you don't really pledge your life to someone unless it's guided by love and a desire for higher union. And on my end, we had very few chances for any conversation. There was just sort of an understanding, and then these nightly visits. Energetic, relational exchanges, or reception on my part at least, in the school setting. But being slowly killed by a girl who pledged herself to me because I rejected her. This is what you get. So, have a good day. Tread the path carefully. Carefully, but God, God values passion and intensity, more than a tedious trickle of moral conduct. God wants you to be just supercharged with life force and enthusiasm and willingness to take risks and the quest for more. And, being essentially good. Not using any of that to harm someone. But, just keep your eyes open. If you want to try what I've tried, do it. You can do it. You just need to set aside, definitely get EMF protection. Just know that it was 9 years after Kundalini awakening in me that the descent into my body occurred. So I don't think cell towers were a problem up until that point. They weren't. And so I don't think they will be for you. But just be ready to handle and even plan for a lifestyle that's, if you can make a living from an EMF sheltered area that you create, then you're going to be more resilient. I've kind of stuck in a school setting. Heck, it was 4 years after. I've been teaching now for 31 years, and it was only in my fourth year of teaching that EMF became a problem. So I've like an idiot, I've persisted for 27 years working in environments that were hostile to me. Just because I'm not that creative when it comes to making money. And contemplate how you can make money from an EMF protected area and look into products made by, there's a number of companies. One of them is called GeoVital, and you can get your non-metal based paints and other materials from them. And lately they've had some sales, only like 10% maybe, but at Cyber Monday, but they don't do many sales, but that's one. Because their products are very expensive. Like $600 bucks for a gallon. You might need, 4 gallons for a room. I forget. But plan that out, especially if you're Kundalini awakened and you know that you want to take it to the next level. In my case, that involved just doing everything I can to raise my vibration level and then doing a little bit of meditating, but basically it was a lot of hiking. And basically, the hiking was the meditation in the dark for hours at a time. And so yeah, you'll be better prepared than I was for this. Wish you well. Over and out.